This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The statewide stay-at-home order will transition to a safer-at-home phase on Monday. Jill Hunsacker-Ryan with the Colorado Health Department says counties can go beyond the order, but they have to at least meet it.
If community transmission is still high and they're struggling with having enough capacity at their hospitals, they can certainly be more restrictive. So they could have a stay-home order at the local level.
Ryan says the state is flexible. Some counties say they're waiting for more information from the governor this weekend on how to proceed. There is a smattering of Colorado connections in tonight's NFL draft. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
If last season's disappointment had a silver lining, it's that the Broncos have a decent position to pick in the first round, number 15, and they're expected to take a wide receiver to pair with Cortland Sutton. They're also looking for help at the cornerback position to replace Chris Harris Jr., who was lost to free agency. In terms of players at Colorado University is expected to go in the draft, all eyes are on CU Buff Laviska Shenault, who's expected to go in the early rounds. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
CDOT says be prepared for snow and winter driving conditions on the I-70 Mountain Corridor and across northwest Colorado tonight through tomorrow morning. Winter weather advisory in effect for Vail tonight. The Front Range has a chance of showers overnight, and it will be windy as well. 64 in Denver, 66 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.